The hotel industry has changed a lot in the last few years, not just because of competition from Airbnb, but also because of the 2016 merger of Marriott and Starwood, creating the largest hotel chain in the world. 30 brands and almost 6,000 properties. Let's talk about those brands. Westin, W, Sheraton, Marriott, Aloft, Element, and 24 others. Joining us now is Makarand Modi, who's an assistant professor of hospitality marketing at Boston University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So are there advantages to having so many different hotel brands under one umbrella?
There definitely are several advantages that hotel companies can get from having so many brands. And I think the advantages are both from a consumer perspective as well as for hotel developers and owners. I think there's a greater variety of people that are traveling now than have ever in the past, both demographically as well as in terms of, you know, psychographics like their personalities. And I think what hotel companies are trying to do is to create brands that really appeal to each of these different segments of travelers.
But they're thinking that each traveler would pick one of those brands and stick with that brand, or that they would maybe stay at a Sheraton one day and then think, oh, I also like this other hotel brand that's within the Marriott umbrella. I'll stay there at another time.
I think it's definitely across the family of brands. Travelers typically tend to pick different brands depending on the travel occasion. So just as you suggested, if I'm a business traveler, a Sheraton or a JW Marriott may be my brand of choice when I travel for business. But when I'm traveling for leisure, maybe it's a brand in the Marriott Vacation Club family, or maybe it's something a little more budget-oriented, such as a Courtyard, that I might select when I'm traveling on leisure or with my family. So it's definitely across the family of brands. It may not be all 20 or 30 brands across the portfolio, but if I, as a hotel company, can get consumers interested maybe in 5 or 6 of my brands even, then I can truly say that that's a loyal customer for my company.
So I'm comparing it to an airline. And when we've seen these airlines merge, like American Airlines and US Airways, one of them goes away and then all the planes become American Airlines, or Delta Northwest. Northwest goes away. United Continental, same thing. Why don't hotels operate like that? Why didn't they just say when they got together, you know what, these 10 brands are going away and they're going to be replaced by these other 10 brands?
Well, I think particularly in the case of Marriott and Starwood, which is really the biggest merger that we've had in our industry of late, I think that's perhaps one of the questions that they're asking themselves right now is that, is 30 brands too many? And according to them, there's still enough space in the market to have 30 different brands, several of which are in fact overlapping for the same consumer segments. And Marriott thinks that that's okay. And I think a lot of that sort of comes to what I like to call the illusion of choice. So as a consumer, when you see so many brands in front of you, and say you log on to an Expedia and you see 50 different brands showing up, you as a consumer feel like you have a lot of choice. Now, there may be one or two brands that appeal to you from that list that you see. Now, as Marriott, I don't care particularly which brand you stay at, as long as you're staying within the family. Mm-hmm. As a consumer, I get this perception that I have a greater choice. So I think there's an economic and a consumer behavioral sense to having so many brands and giving the people a feeling of choice. And I think that's one of the reasons why they've kept the brands that they have. But that is not to say that that's going to continue in the future, particularly if some of those brands are just too overlapping or if they're just not economically viable.
Do they ever compete against themselves? In other words, would you ever see an ad that says, stay here, you know, at the Ritz-Carlton and not at the St. Regis? We're better.
There are certain brands, I don't think necessarily in sort of the upper upscale or the luxury space, but if you go perhaps further down the scale towards more of the mid-scale or the select service hotels, I think that's where perhaps some of these brands become more interchangeable. But I think the hotel companies have demonstrated that a little bit of overlap is still okay for business. But I think it does make a difference to owners, though. So hotels are typically not owned by the hotel companies themselves. These are owned by individual property developers or hotel owners. So I think Marriott as a hotel company perhaps doesn't necessarily care as much, but the individual hotel owners do care if there's too many of the similar brands within a geographic area.
So when you look at this company, and we're talking about the Ritz-Carlton, AC Hotels, JW Marriott, St. Regis, Marriott, Le Meridian, Sheraton, Westin, Aloft, Fairfield by Marriott, Four Point Sheraton, Courtyard Marriott, it goes on and on and on. Which one would you get rid of if you had to pick one?
Oh, wow. you know, I think they're a little bit, if I were to look at sort of a map of Marriott's brands across price and quality as two key dimensions, I think they do have a lot towards the, what I would probably call the upper upscale moving into the luxury space, you know, such as the Westin or the Sheraton and sort of the Marriott. I think they're a little bit crowded there. So I think perhaps that's something they're going to reconsider.
That is Makarand Modi, who's an assistant professor of hospitality marketing at Boston University. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. It was my pleasure.